This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. A compact disc is made up of a variety of materials, including aluminum and polycarbonate plastic, that take years and years to break down if sent to a landfill. Destroying the discs is even more hazardous, as incinerating them releases toxic gases into the air that have adverse effects on people's health. A CD or DVD is considered a Class 7 recyclable plastic. To manufacture a pound of plastic, that would be 30 CDs per pound, it requires 300 cubic feet of natural gas, 2 cups of crude oil, and 24 gallons of water. It is estimated that it will take over 1 million years for a CD to completely decompose in a landfill. The recycling of CDs and hard drives saves substantial amounts of energy and prevents significant amounts of both air and water pollution attributed to the manufacturing of these items from virgin material. At the recycling centers, CDs are ground up, melted down, and metals are separated out. The plastic is reused by the automotive and building industries, according to the CD Recycling Center of America. CDs can be recycled for use in new products. Specialized electronic recycling companies clean, grind, blend, and compound the discs into high-quality plastic for a variety of uses, including automotive industry parts, raw materials to make plastics, office equipment, alarm boxes and panels, streetlights, and electrical cable insulation. There are some options to those looking to recycle their old CDs to help reduce the negative impact on the environment, completely free of charge, aside from the cost of postage and any voluntary donations. For more information, visit www.cdrecyclingcenter.com. On our calendar, join the naturalist from Metro Parks for a leisurely walk through the lovely Woodside Regional Park. Meet in the parking area December 17th, 10 a.m. For more information, call 513-867-5835. Earth Calendar events can be found at wnku.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.